Hi, honey. Well, I just got home, and your package is already okay. I don't want to cry. I'm looking out now over the window, and I want you to know that I'm very blessed because I got to meet a wonderful man such as you, and you always ask me why I love you. Sometimes you can't find reasons in love, you know, you just know it, you just feel it. The heart knows. But I could give you a million reasons why I love you. I love you for everything that you are and you are not. No matter how angry you are, or if you say you're sad or depressed, or I believe otherwise. You know, you are a very, very strong man, more than you think you are. You are amazing because life has treated you so bad, but still, you are standing up, fighting, and you get the smile to breathe another day, to go out. You are very young, young at heart, and you're very smart. You are my hero, actually. You remind me so much of my mom. Her strengths. I see her strengths in you, you know. You're a very strong man. You're very brave and responsible and courageous. And I feel bad because people have used you and manipulated you. But do not hold it against you, please, because you have a very... You have a very gentle soul. You have a beautiful soul. Yes, you are not perfect. I know you have lots of women, but I'm still here. I'm not giving up on you as I have promised so many times. And I don't know how long you want me to be patient, or if you are coming back, if I'll ever see you again, if I will ever talk to you again. But just in case, always remember that I believe in you. I believe in the greatness that you can be. I believe that you will be successful. I believe you're going to fuck them all out of their brains. I believe you will win. I believe in you. You're a good negotiator. You are very smart, and I just believe that you can do it. You can do it. Please do not listen to others who tell you otherwise, okay? Remember that nobody can make you feel inferior without your consent. And there's always go for the what's next. What's the next step? What will I do next? Keep pushing. Keep moving forward. If you get tired, it's okay. You know? But do not give up. Please. And no matter what happens, I will always be praying for you. And my sincere hope is that life will treat you kind this time. And there are many people around you who really, really, really care for you. And I am one of them. Your children believe in you. You are a very wonderful father. Continue to do that. Continue to give your children hugs and kisses and praises and training like you have been doing all these years. You're a wonderful father. I know you will be, and I know you are. Please believe in yourself. And You asked me about my educational background. Well, it's kind of all right. Well, I haven't finished college yet. I am 12 semesters away from graduation. I stopped studying when in 2007 because during my final exam, this is the time my mother died, and I felt that I lost everything in this world. I lost direction. I lost the strength and the will to go on and to move forward. I was numb for 3 months. I stopped studying. But then I remember when my mother had cancer, and when I was 4 years old, she could have easily given up, but she reminded me to fight always, you know, like you are doing now. Keep fighting, honey. Keep fighting for what you believe in. And I know it's very difficult that you have to balance between your finances and fighting for what you believe in. But what your heart says, that's where you go. So, I never got to finish college, although one day I hope I will. But I have my brothers to think of. And what else do you want to know? I'm just a simple one. I cannot tell you much about my life because it's very simple. Actually, you might find it boring. But I want you to know that the time I met you, the time I've spent here with you, are one of the best times of my life. I felt I was needed. I felt appreciated. I felt inspired by you because you are my hero. You are a hero, you know. You are one of the few who keep on fighting for what is right, for justice, for the truth. And you have a very good heart. Although I did miss you most of the time because you were out with all of your women, you know. And there came a point when I was wondering, what am I doing here, when I was afraid of losing you forever. But then, you know, I cannot hold anything against you because I'll never know what will happen tomorrow. Maybe when you get back, you'll get to have your wish of this 16-year-old girl. And then, of course, you will forget me already, and I don't know. But I will be here. You know, I will be here. Anywhere in the world, my heart will always be with you. My faith in you, I have complete and total faith in you and in everything that you can do. I hope you believe in yourself too. Please be kind to yourself and stay on the positive side. Stop putting down yourself, okay? Because you're a very good man. You just don't know how wonderful you are. You don't know how wonderful and amazing you are. I wish I could draw it to you. I wish I could give you a better picture. But, you know, when you see something that is very unexplainable, it's because you cannot find the right words. And it's like you're Christina. It's like you're Christina, you know. You cannot find the right words why you still love her up to now. But then, that's what you are. That's what you are. And I have to admit that. I pray that you meet the right people there, the people who would really help you. And I know you've learned a lot. You've gone a long way, honey. You have more faith in what you can do now. And you're getting there. And don't doubt yourself. Whatever happens, I told you I will be here. And you have somebody to call on and to rely on. And I may not agree always with your decisions, but I will be here. I am here. I have been here. I have been here. I love you so much. If you forget my name, it's okay. Just remember that somebody in the Philippines, you can count on someone here. And if I go abroad, I hope I will never know if I get accepted for the jobs that I've been applying abroad. Still, if I earn big, you can come to me. I'll lend you money. Thank you so much for the wonderful times. For the work, for the late hours of working, for the late walks to salad, to get the salad. And thank you for giving me the chance to be a part of your life. I know it's not very easy for you to trust. But still, you gave me the trust and you gave me the chance to prove myself to you. Thank you for that. And thank you also for the salary, of course. And thank you for the laughter. The many times you will tease me. And thank you for being you. Thank you for being the real you. Thank you for your sweetness. Thank you for everything. This is one of the best days of my entire life. I've learned so much from you, so much. I've learned so much from your strength. From your spirit, from your principles, from fighting for what you believe in, from your womanizing, from everything you do, I've learned so much. Thank you so much, and I'm going to miss you. You take care of you in Norway, okay? And be wiser this time. I know you are, but you have your kind heart and your generous spirit gets in the way, and you don't take it against you, because that's one thing that's good in you, you know. And I would really honestly want to kill all those who are trying to manipulate you and trying to put you down. If I only had the powers, I would zap them into oblivion, put them out of this world, into outer space, and let them die, torture them slowly. If only I could, but I could pray that they will get what they deserve also for what they have done to you. If only I could get your pain and your worries, I would. And it would be very difficult for me to step out tomorrow. But I hope you will remember me. Remember me also. And I have never met a man who was so much energy and spirit and strength and courage and you just don't know how wonderful you are. And I hope you will believe me when I say that you are. And what else can I say? I love you so much. And, well, I mean, I don't know where, if you will still come back or what, but I would always keep you here in my heart. Okay? I hope that I sincerely hope that Karen will have a safe delivery for the sake of your child. And I know and I believe that everything will be okay. I know that you're going to win. I believe with all my heart that you are. And never change, okay? Continue to be the man that you are. And I'm going to miss you so much. Your hugs, and your kisses. And of course, you know what? But I'm really going to miss everything about you. I just wish that. I sincerely wish that I have given something. I have helped you in a way, or I have given you hope that there are still good people in the world that you can rely on. And wherever you go, whether you decide to go to China, to Thailand, or stay with your 16-year-old dream, or with Christina, or wherever you go, you know, whatever you decide, I'm not going anywhere. I mean, you know how to get in touch with me. You have my MSN, and you have my phone number, so I'm just a phone call away. Right, and I miss you. I have so many things to say yet, but I'm hungry already. And well, you might be coming back with Karen, but then, honey, thank you with all my heart. You will be in my heart now and forever. Remember the song. You'll be in my heart. No matter what they say, from this day on, now and forever. And I wish that, and I pray that life will treat you kind this time. You have a very gentle mind and a gentle soul. You have a beautiful soul. And continue to believe in you. Okay, believe in you. Because nobody else is going to do that for you but you, right? So continue to believe in yourself. And what else do you want to know from me? I don't know. And you told me to give you an education background. Oh, and then my previous experiences. Okay. I used to work in Dunkin' Donuts as a service crew during my summer time. And then I used to be an English tutor to Korean students. And now I am a personal secretary to Mr. Niels Peterson. He's a very good boss and a wonderful man. Very young. He's very young. Remember that. He's very young. smart, and he has all the spirit and the strength. What else? He is amazing. He has lots of women, so many, one after the other. I have to admit that I have this insecurity also, because I am nothing compared to them. So, well, it's okay. At least I get the chance to be a part of your life, I guess. So, that will do. That will do. I'm not going anywhere, right? And I'm not giving up on you. And I hope someday you will learn to trust also others, and especially yourself. It's very important. No, you have to love yourself, to trust yourself, to trust in your decisions. You are a very, very smart man. Please, do not believe these fucked up people around you. I hope I could inspire you to believe in yourself, to trust in your decisions, you know. So, give my regards to Daniel and to Maria, of course. And I hope you keep the belt. Keep it with you. I love you. I love you so much. And then, happy Valentine's Day, honey. Happy Valentine's Day. I hope you find all the love that you need all the love that you can get. What else? Okay, I'll think of something more. I have to say, but thank you with all my heart. Thank you with all my heart for the gift of friendship, for the gift of caring, for the gift of courage and bravery. I've learned how to negotiate, you know. I will do better now in negotiations because of you. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I love you. I love you so much. Be safe, okay? Wear a condom so you won't have again another child. And stay away from fucked up people, all right? Stay away from them. Brush them off. I believe in you 100%, totally. You're very amazing, honey. And, maybe in the next recording, you get to hear something else, but that may be for now. I can't seem to put down the phone. I mean, the recorder. I wish that my words could make you believe in you and, I love you, okay? Till my next recording, happy Valentine's, honey.